Chapter 13 Ritudeep and Janudeep. All glories to Sri Chaitanya, all glories to Nityananda, all glories to Sri Advaita Acharya and Gadadhar Pandit, all glories to Shivas Thakur, all glories to Nabadeep Dham and the ocean of Kirtan. Coming to Vidyanagar, Sri Nityananda Prabhu explained its significance to Jiva Goswami. He said, "At the time of universal devastation, when the entire universe is drowned in the waters of annihilation, the eternal abode of Nabadeep remains untouched and floats on those waters in the form of an eight-petaled lotus. At that time, all the avatars and their devotees take shelter within that lotus. Once during the universal annihilation, Matsya Avatar, the fish incarnation, carried the Vedas here to Vidyanagar in Ritudeep for safety. Since all Vidya, or knowledge, is contained in the Vedas, and the Vedas took shelter here, this place is called Vidyanagar, the land of knowledge. Here in Vidyanagar, the Lord showed his mercy to Brahma. Once Brahma glanced in dread upon the devastated cosmos. Intent on creating the universe, he began to praise the Lord. When Brahma opened his lotus mouth to offer prayers, the beautiful Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, was born from his tongue. With her help, Brahma happily praised the Lord with eloquent words. At the time of creation, Maya, the deluding potency of the Lord, crosses over the Viraja River, the demarcation line between the material and spiritual worlds, and spreads her network of influence as the three modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. With great effort, the sages conquer over these influences, and after learning the 64 branches of knowledge, they establish themselves in different places around the world. But all branches of knowledge known to the sages are eternally situated at this holy place known as Vidyanagar. It was here that by the mercy of Narad, Valmiki received the Ramayana. Here Dhanvantari received the Ayurveda, the science of medicine, and Vishvamitra and others received the teachings of the Dhanurveda, the military science. Here Shaunaka and the rishis read the Vedic mantras, and Lord Shiva discussed Tantra. Here, at the request of the rishis, Brahma produced the four Vedas. It was here that Kapila created the Sankhya philosophy of analytical science, and here that Gautama introduced logic. Here, Kanada produced the Vaisheshika philosophy of atomic reductionism, and Patanjali wrote the Yoga Sutras. Here, Jaimini wrote the Mimamsa Shastra, introducing his philosophy about karma. Here it was that Vedavyas compiled the Puranas, and here the five rishis headed by Narad wrote the Pancharatras, which teach the practice of devotional service. In this forest, the personified Upanishads have been worshipping Sri Chaitanya since time immemorial. Once, in an invisible form, Sri Chaitanya told them, "Your philosophy of the formless absolute has spoiled you all. As the Shruti, you do not recognize me, but when I appear on earth in the form of my own devotee, you will witness my transcendental pastimes with your own eyes. At that time you will loudly sing praises to me. From then on, when you sing the glories of God, you will describe him as having quality and form." Upon hearing this, the personified Upanishads became dumbfounded, and from that ancient time until the advent of the Lord, they concealed themselves here, waiting for him to appear. Nityananda continued, "Blessed is this age of Kali, for in this age the golden avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appears. Hearing that Sri Chaitanya would perform his pastimes of scholarship in Nabadeep, Brihaspati, the learned guru of the demigods, became indifferent to the celestial abode of Indra, and left heaven along with his associates. Brihaspati happily took birth on earth as Vasudev Sarvabhauma, and took great care in pleasing the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya established his school in Vidyanagar, and taught philosophy. Sarvabhauma became worried that he might drown Sri Chaitanya in dry knowledge and thereby cheat him, and so he gave up his students and left Nadia before Sri Chaitanya was born. Thinking, if I am really the servant of Sri Chaitanya, he will certainly come to me and bestow his mercy upon me. Sarvabhauma went to Jagannath Puri and became a powerful teacher of the impersonal school of philosophy. Meanwhile, in the guise of a logician, Sri Chaitanya as Nimai Pandit defeated everyone in Nabadeep. He would come here to Vidyanagar as a young student, challenge all the pupils of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to debate, and then defeat them in logic and argument. Thus humiliated, they would flee in shame. Whoever hears of the Lord's pastimes of scholarship in Vidyanagar will certainly become freed from all ignorance. Jiva Goswami, filled with ecstasy at seeing Vidyanagar, became overwhelmed with divine love. He asked Nityananda Prabhu, please remove one doubt of mine. If logic and analysis are inauspicious, how can they have a place in the Lord's divine abode? Nityananda Prabhu embraced Jiva Goswami and affectionately told him, there is nothing inauspicious in the holy abode of Sri Chaitanya. Here, logic and analysis have no power or independence. They depend on Bhakti and are the servants of Bhakti. Bhakti is the goddess here. All others are servants. The only purpose of logic and analysis is to reveal the high position of Bhakti. Nabadeep is the home of the 9 kinds of devotional service. Here karma and jnana serve Bhakti. Through wickedness, however, the sinful pervert everything. Materialists twist the revealed scriptures with their perverted logic to squeeze out convenient interpretations. But pure devotees take the same scriptures and discover everywhere the teachings of pure devotion to Sri Krishna. Nityananda said, Praudamaya is the servant of Sri Chaitanya and is the presiding deity here. She remains here serving Sri Chaitanya throughout all ages. Blinding those sinful souls who hate the Vaishnavas, she causes them all kinds of pain and sorrow in her form as the deluding energy, or Mahamaya. In the form of Praudhamaya, however, this divine energy of the Lord dissolves all the sin and karma of a devoted soul. Even if some offences remain within a devotee, she removes them and releases him from the reactions of karma. On the other hand, the wicked who envy devoted souls and study here only to gain mundane knowledge never receive the treasure of divine love at the holy feet of Sri Krishna. Their apparent knowledge is only ignorance. It is like a shadow of real knowledge. They can never understand the true opulence of Sri Chaitanya and Nabadeep Dham. Real knowledge is never inauspicious. Only its shadow, ignorance, is inauspicious. O Jiva, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya, you will reveal all these truths in the form of scriptures, and thus everything will be known. Now let us go to the residence of Janu. Arriving at the hermitage of Janu Muni, Nityananda Prabhu explained, this is Janudeep. This enchanting place is also known as Bhadravan. Here Janu Muni underwent stern penances and was visited by Sri Chaitanya. Here also Janu Muni was sitting peacefully, saying his Gayatri mantra, when along came the Ganges, gushing in torrents and flooding everything. Opening wide his mouth, Janu Muni drank up all the water of the Ganges in one gulp. King Bhagiratha, whose austerities had brought the Ganges to earth, thought, where has the Ganges gone? He concluded that it had been swallowed by Janu Muni. In great anxiety, the king, who wanted his forefathers to benefit from the holy waters of the Ganges, worshipped the sage for several days in order to pacify him. Janu Muni then released the Ganges, which poured forth from him, and because of this the Ganges is known to the common people today as Janavi, the daughter of Janu Muni. Some time later, Bhishmadev, the son of the Ganges, came here to see Janamuni. The Muni was very pleased with Bhishma and kept him for many days. It was here that Bhishma learned the highest knowledge, which he in turn taught to Maharaj Yudhisthira at Kurukshetra. By living in Navadvip, Bhishma attained pure devotional service and is thus considered among the greatest of Vaishnavas. Therefore, this island is the greatest saviour. Whoever lives here is very fortunate. That day, Nityananda and his associates stayed at the home of a devotee, and early the next morning they went together to Modadrumadip. Bhaktivinod, whose only possession is the lotus feet of Janava and Nittai, thus sings the glories of Navadip.